Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Mike and Kim, and it's time for some good stuff, right, Mike?
It is indeed time to share about 5 minutes to make you feel better today.
Sounds good.
Makes you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, are you ready to dive into the heart of agriculture, American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching. Just go to Tri-State Livestock News. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and a progressive auction markets. You can check it all out at tsln.com to get your subscription coming today, plus all the bonus features they have on their website, Tri-State Livestock News.
It's what ranchers read.
Thank you. That's right.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a trip down the Niobrara. You know, if you'd like to make a fall trip, there's still plenty of water to float in a kayak, a beautiful way to go down and see the fall covers when they start to change coming up in the fall. So I'm not sure when exactly that's going to be. We haven't scheduled that yet, but we'll let you know. So go to visitvalentine.com and make a reservation to come spend a little time in the beauty of the Sand Hills. What are you going to share today, Kim, for our good stuff listeners?
I have a piece called To a Sleeping Beauty.
There you go.
Yep. Dear daughter, I tiptoed in your room tonight and I looked down at you smiling in your sleep. You were so lovely, my heart nearly broke, and I thought how much like Sleeping Beauty a little girl is. When I tuck you in at night, I never know how old you'll be when you wake. One evening, you'll crawl on your dad's lap and throw your arms around his neck. The next morning, you might be much too grown up for that sort of thing. You're so quickly approaching the awkward age, too young to drive and yet too old to be carried in the house half asleep on daddy's shoulder. I have a secret that I've never told you. Sleeping Beauty, you're going on a very exciting trip. You'll travel from yesterday all the way to tomorrow. It's a rapid journey and you'll travel light, leaving behind you measles, mumps, freckles, bumps, bubblegum, and me. I promise not to feel too hurt when you discover that the world is more important than your daddy's lap. Yesterday, you were blue jeans and pigtails, the neighborhood's best tree climber. Tomorrow, you'll be blue organdy and ponytails, and you'll view the world from a loftier perch, a pair of high heel shoes. Yesterday, you could mend a doll's broken leg with a hug. Tomorrow, you'll be able to break a young man's heart with a kiss. Yesterday, you could get lost one aisle away from me at the supermarket. Now, I have to worry about losing you down another aisle to some strange young man. You see, just at the point where your growing pains stop, mine begins. Yesterday, you were kind of a pain in the neck when you were around. Tomorrow, you'll be an ache in my heart when you're not. Tomorrow, you'll lay aside your jump rope and tie up the telephone lines. And that little boy that used to push you in the mud, well, he'll fight to sit out a dance with you. The clock is counting the minutes for you, and the sky upstairs is saving its brightest stars, and the sun is waiting with its shiniest day. Oh, I can't expect you to live in a dollhouse forever. Sooner or later, the butterfly sheds its cocoon and the smallest bird must try its wings. But when you grow up and out of my arms, when you finally get too big for my shirts, I'll still recall how you used to scatter dust and dolls impartially through every room in the house. But you spread sunshine too. The dust is settled. Your mom picked up the dolls, but the sunshine will always fill the corners of our hearts. So here I am talking in your sleep because, well, if you saw this look on my face, you'd laugh, and if I spoke with this lump in my throat, I'd cry. Yeah, honey, when I looked at you tonight, you were a sleeping beauty. So I tiptoed over and I kissed you. You didn't wake up. I knew you wouldn't. According to the legend, only the handsome young prince can open your eyes, and I'm just the father of the future bride. So you sleep, you pretty thing. Tomorrow you'll wake and you'll be a young lady, and you won't even realize that you've changed courses in the middle of a dream. But you might notice a little change in me. I'll look a little different somehow, a little sadder, a little wiser, but a whole lot richer. Tonight I kissed a princess, and I feel like a king. That was written by L. Marcus and actually recorded by Jimmy Dean.
I thought I remembered that as a Jimmy Dean song from years gone by. But yeah, that's pretty good. I don't have anything to top that. So I guess we'll just tell people to send items like that. If you know the author, include it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to great radio stations out there like KWIR in Winter, South Dakota for more of the good stuff.